This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Following Sunday's elections, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his opposition rival Edmund Gonzalez were each claiming victory Monday morning. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
While traveling in Tokyo, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken questions Maduro's claims of victory.
We have serious concerns that the result announced does not reflect the will or the votes of the Venezuelan people.
Venezuela's National Electoral Council, which is controlled by Maduro loyalists, earlier said Maduro had secured 51% of the vote to 44% for Gonzalez, but it didn't release the tallies from each of the 30,000 polling booths nationwide, promising only to do so in the coming hours. I'm Donna Water.
The United States Monday cautioned Israel about an escalation with Iranian-backed Hezbollah as Israel weighs its response to a rocket attack from Lebanon over the weekend that killed 12 youths in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. The attack has again increased concerns about a wider regional conflict. Cross-border fighting between Israel and Hezbollah has occurred almost daily since the war in Gaza began in October. Correspondent Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem told VOA's Flashpoint Global Crisis Program both sides have said they do not want war, but both sides continue the attacks.
If it does escalate into an all-out war, there's going to be a sort of heavy price on both sides. Last time in 2006, when Israel and Hezbollah fought a 34-day conflict, basically the entire north of Israel was paralyzed. The sense is that really nobody wants a war. Lebanon doesn't want it, Israel doesn't want it, and Hezbollah doesn't want it. But the situation really does remain very tense right now.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News.